the answer to this entire dilemma is nothing less than revival in the United States of America. And I believe Tom is 100% correct. I think Islam is part of God's judgment on America. Is God allowing us to have what we have desired to have independent of him? And that is, we've tried to live our lives arrogantly, very superficially, to be sure, in violent disregard of him. And so this is the consequence. So if revival, Gary, is the answer, and I'm firmly convinced it is, you are a pastor. What must take place inside the church? What must take place from the pulpits of America to facilitate, or if I could use this phrase, fan the flame of a revival in America? What must take place inside the church and especially from the pulpit?
Well, Dave, there's no doubt but that we need revival in America today. And I know that it disgusts you as well as it does me, and I'm sure Tom also, when you hear some evangelicals saying, well, you know, there will never be another revival in this nation. I don't like that. I think there could be another revival in America, and I think we need to pray for that. But, you know, revival is simply defined as when God's people get right with God. Think about that, ladies and gentlemen. It's when God's people get right with God. There are so many things going on in the lives of born-again believers that are godless, that are secular, that are worldly. We talk often on this program about the authority of the Scripture. So often, the Word of God is not the authority in the lives of individual Christians. We need to get back to the Word of God. Now, what is that going to take? It's going to take, number one, preachers making sure that their pulpits are on fire with the truth of the Word of God. Secondly, it's going to take making certain that every one of us allow the Word of God to work effectively in our lives. Thirdly, it's going to mean we must be willing to repent of those things that have taken us away from biblical truth and get back to understanding who God is, what God expects, and how God operates. And I know that may seem like a simple formula, but that will be a formula that will bring us back to revival where God's people get right with God. Dave, it could very well be that God is judging America through Islam. We've often said, too, that he's judging America through the rise of homosexuality. He could be judging America through abortion. Listen, it's all around us. God's judgment is there. It's time for the Church of Jesus Christ to wake up.